Hello, KZN, and welcome back to the Angler News Fishing Podcast Series. This is your KZN report on the 21st of July, 2022. I am your host, Vinay Sugrim, and guys, it is another week where KZN is producing the fish. Now, the weather has been a bit blustery over this past week. However, the fishing has been amazing. Cobb, Garrick, Shad, and a host of others has been on the list. The offshore fishing has been fantastic on the entire coastline. There has been some good bottom fish and game fish, as well as some backline beauties. The rock and surf side has seen some amazing fish, with that Garrick, Cobb, and Shad making up the bounty of the catches. And as for the freshwater, while that is definitely starting to pick up with the warmer days, clearly the winter peak has passed and we are getting those rods starting to bend very soon, with that bass being on the end of the line. So before we kick off this week's show, as always, special thanks to the King Fisher, who is our sponsor for the show, and this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltist Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa, feel alive.
That's right, guys, that is one of the latest products from Daiwa at the moment, and we are going to be in for a treat next week, because this weekend is the Tackle Trade Show happening up in Johannesburg, where we are going to be thrilled with the latest products from Daiwa as well as a few other brands. But wow, you are certainly going to be in for a treat and going to be feeling like a kid on Christmas morning. But we're going to talk about that more later on in the show. For now, let's kick off the show with this week's fishing report, starting off down the south coast with your areas being Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Shirley Beach, and Port Shepstone. Well, guys, this stretch of the south coastline is still producing the winter species. So the cob, garrick, and shad is coming out in abundance. The sea is looking really fantastic, tabletop from what I have been told, and the water is fairly clean. There's also been some good catches of your rock species, being your bronze bream, stone bream, and rockard. As for the offshore fishing, that has been on the up and up as well, and we have got Jan from a charter boat down the Shelly Beach with this week's fishing report.
Good day, fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands Charters in Shelly Beach. The weather here has been a bit up and down, and on the good days, the fishing has been good. Bottom fish are quite abundant, and nice sizes have been caught. We've also seen a few bomber tunas, and quite a few charter tunas are coming out. Guys, enjoy the next week's fishing. We talk again.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. What a good report. Short, sweet, effective, and those bomber tuna is something that we are looking forward to. Now, last week we spoke about Scott Butter, Park Rainey, and Rocky Bay not producing the fish. However, this week, it certainly has turned around. We have had some fantastic reports of a lot of shad coming out, but more than that, some good catches of garrick and bronze bream, as well as some proper sized cob on the bite. So those areas have certainly turned around, but what about Warner Beach and Amanzan Toti? Well, we've got Gary from the Kingfisher branch in Warner Beach, and this is his report for this past week.
Good afternoon, chaps. It's Gary at Kingfisher, Warner Beach. I've heard a few shad are coming out here and there, the spots in the morning, but not much. Some days more than others, but it's not very much at all. And the garrick here or there, I really haven't heard of much else that's been happening. And the carras are full up. They're going and catching them. Catch a 30 odd and take that fillet off the back and roll them in a bit of powder. It's just, I've never seen a thin carry yet, actually. But, yeah, so there's just not much to report, chaps. I know at St. Lucia, I've heard that the shad have been wild there for about a week now. You basically can't throw a spoon there and catch them just north of the mouth. And Tulumi had a good day in the week. Last week, one chap came upstairs there, said he got his quota there double quick. But along our stretch, I'm going to go down in the morning and try again, pull the metal, but pickings has been there. let's see what transpires. I'm hoping to get a runner fish in August. Time will tell.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Well, I guess we wouldn't have to wait too much longer. You have been waiting for August for a while, and it's just about a week away. So hopefully you will be getting your rods bending with something apart from quarantine. And guys, I must say, yes, that quarantine has been quite huge. Clearly, they have been feeding on those sardines that has passed us a few weeks ago. Now, moving on to Durban, we've got Mike V from the Kingfisher branch, and this is his fishing report for the week.
How's it, bud? Yes, the sards have made a disappearing act again. They're gone, but the good news is some other bait has been coming in. Some red eyes and mackerel have pitched up. So, yeah, it's good to get that stuff in. On the fishing front, we have been getting some bronze bream and things like that on the scratching side. Some two small cobs still around. I saw a couple of picks of some cracker stumpies. I think the one stumpy must have gone at least 6 kilos. It was an absolute beast. The shad have started again. They made a nice appearance. There's been a couple of grey sharks, some blue rays around. I saw some picks of some bonefish as well. So there's been some bite around. The bay, the Walla Walla, came in full force during the week. Odd kingy between it. Some lovely grunter again on the banks. Deep seas had snook. With the snook, there was one or two kuta in the middle, some yellowfin, keelback made an appearance, rock cod, all that sort of thing has been on. So yeah, the fish have started again. Let's hope they keep it up and we can get some more bites. Thanks, my bro.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Yes, the fish is on the bite, and more than yes is hooray! The red eyes are finally back. Gosh, I haven't fished with red eyes for a while, so I am glad, although the sardines are not around, the red eyes certainly are, as well as a few other bait fish, which we would love to put out there. Now, to continue with the fishing in Durban, we've also got Brad Krobler with the offshore report off Durban for this week, and this is what he has witnessed.
Good evening, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing report for Durban over the last week. Guys, we've had pretty good weather conditions over the last couple of days. Sea's been nice and flat, very little current. The main predominant species which we have been getting over this last week have been the keelback, doggers, and plenty of half cobs still around. The slingers and soldiers are there, but they've been a little bit difficult. Plenty showings, just not eating. Personally, I think that there's just too many sardines around, and yeah, with a big buffet table floating around, why would you want to eat all the other bait float coming down at you? So guys, yeah, be safe out there. Remember, quotas, and all, guys, have fun, tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Once again, reiterating what Mike V has just said about the bending rods in Durban. So now, moving on to one of the fishing reports that I wait for with bated breath. It is Jesse from Kingfisher Bolito with his report, with adding in a few more technical tips and fishing advice.
Hi there, Vinesh and listeners. Hope everybody's well. And hope the fishing is going well for everybody. See, the first signs of the August winds are coming in. We've had a couple of premature windy spells, and the sea's been on its head a little bit in the last week, so it seems to have come through a little bit early. We normally expect these winds in KZN in August, and I guess we're nearing August, so not too far in advance. But it's been a bit of a weird week. Things haven't been great. We've seen a lot of catches from up and down the coast. I believe in Umkamas, the guys caught a heck of a lot of decent-sized cob. Blue Lagoon, I heard a rumor and I wasn't able to confirm, so don't quote me on it, but I do believe there was a really big cob there of about 30 kilos that was brought out. So, well done to the angler on that. And then up the coast, starting in my areas, we're looking at a couple of shad being caught. We're looking at a couple of grunter starting to, whether they're moving their way back down the coast or they're just coming a little bit shallower because the water's cleaning up. I'm not too sure, but there's definitely a higher number of garrick being caught and being spotted by the divers as well. So yeah, that's a positive sign. And you know, we haven't seen an end to the cob really. So now we've got a slightly wider range of bigger species to target. So when we talk bigger species, obviously in winter we still get, you know, later on in the season, we still get species like your brusher coming out, and those really nice bronze bream in the region of, you know, like 4 up to 4.5 kilos sometimes. And I mean, I really enjoy targeting those species in the Westbrook area, south of Westbrook, like La Mercy, Seabell, Beach Bums. All of those spots are phenomenal, and you get a lot of decent fish in the mix as well, like your big stone bream and a couple of stumpies. But yeah, definitely brusher time. August is peak in my opinion. So we got that to look forward to, the return shoals of Garrick. We got the cob that just don't seem to be in shortage at all. So things are looking good going forward, especially with the cleaner water coming. And yeah, I can't say that I've heard a heck of a lot other than that. So it's been a bit of a quiet week, but as normal, you know, it's time to get your traces tied, get everything together. And yeah, an issue on the ski boat where it's a completely different story, where we've seen snook in their hundreds coming out. I mean, the guys at Imploti are just absolutely cleaning up. Mainly on small strike pros and crystal minnows and stuff like that. But I mean, if you got some time to do some fillet traces with some red eye, and there are a couple of red eye coming out as well. So don't forget to pop into your favorite tackle stores and get your bait, because the snook that I have seen coming out are coming out on almost anything, but the quality fish seem to be coming out on red eye. And I mean, snook anglers know that there's really no better bait than a red eye for the fillet bait, of course. With the color of the water at the moment, I'd still say stick to the pinks, stick to the slightly brighter colors. And then you do get days where the water goes green, and of course green dusters. I use a little green kingfisher duster. It's got a square chrome head, which is quite nice, so it gives off a bit of flash, and the green just penetrates deeper in the green water. I'm no physician. I'm not good at physics when it comes to that type of stuff, but the green definitely works better in the green water. Pink and dirty water, and then all of your stuff like Live Glow and your Ice Blue is another favorite in clean water. So give that a shot. And then always spoons, guys. Little chrome spoons, little Holco twisties, all of that type of low profile spoon with a little bit of steel trace if there's a lot of big fish around, is what the guys have been catching on as well. So yeah, get in the snook. There's one or two tuna a little bit further north. And as I said, the Garrick are starting to come out further south now. So before it was Richards Bay, one or two at Tugela, and then we had some at Tinley Manor last week. And I believe that there were some sightings at Sharkers High Rock, which means that they are going to start coming out at Salt Rock, which they normally do, Salmon Bay, one or two. And then obviously at Tongat Mouth is where you want to be on the boat or on the ski for those Garrick. It is a little bit of a nightmare to get there with the bridge collapse. So just remember, if you are going to try fish at Tongat Mouth on the ski, you're going to have to come from a Westbrook side, and you can't actually get through the Tongat Mouth and park in the normal place unless you come from the M2 north past Simbali. So yeah, guys, that is about it. And all the best for the week coming up. I do believe we're going to have one or two decent days weather between the wind. So yeah, get out there, enjoy the clean water, see what happens.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. You're an absolute legend with your reports. And yes, I can confirm the rumors are true. There was that 30 kilo cob off Blue Lagoon. It is great to hear that the cob is still on the bite and all over the coastline, especially up the north coast. We know a couple months ago there was a massive shoal of the juvenile ones, but now the bigger ones are around, and we are certainly seeing those rods bend on them. Jesse, thank you for your advice with that imminent brusher coming through in August. Guys, pop into your nearest Kingfisher brunch. Make sure you get ready with those traces and muscle baits. And well, as Jesse mentioned, the snook is still on the bite. And he mentioned all the preferred lures to use. You can be sure to get that at the Kingfisher. Now, moving on out from there into Richards Bay, where we've got Ellie with this week's fishing report, with her being on the boat with a rod in her hand and still delivering us the freshest content here on Angler News South Africa.
Hi, Vinesh. I hope all is well. Fishing have been extremely busy this past week, especially with deep sea fishing. There were a bit of a reverse current that made it better, going a little bit deeper, catching amberjacks and tuna, as well as mussel cracker. And by small light, there's another pinnacle where an angler caught a 40 kilo GT, but I've released it for another day. Although the bottom fish didn't really bite that well, some managed to land a few rockcod and some salmon. In our harbor, there's plenty of garrick being caught, about 7 kgs and on lures. Especially early this morning, an angler caught a 6 kg garrick on a 10 gram lure. But that's all for now. I'm actually in the harbor on our boat trying for garricks.
Well, guys, I guess it doesn't get any more fresh than that when it comes to news. Thank you so much for that, Ali. I truly appreciate it. And big up to the angler in Richards Bay for releasing that 30-kilo GT. Now, to round off our saltwater fishing report, we are in St. Lucia NK Vital, where we've got Mr. Jeff Ashwood with what's been going on in his area.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. Jeff here from Fat Bike Fishing. Might be able to hear the generator in the background. Yes, we have load shedding. Fishing's still a bit difficult. Deep sea, not many snook around, which is unusual for this time of the year. Also the bait, not always available. Then there's been a few big crocodile kuta around and a couple of small ones. Tuna are still around. You go keeping the charter boats happy, and there's been a few wahoos here and there around Vital area, and St. Lucia's also had a few. Until the next fish, guys, tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Well, yes, not too many fish around, but the fish that are coming out are quality fish. If you are looking to try your hand on the rock and surf side, well, the shad has been on the bite the entire week, as well as a few gary coming out on the bite. Now, that rounds off saltwater. What about the freshwater? Well, it is picking up. And we've got Jan from Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg to tell us all about it.
Hi, Jan from Kingfisher Maritzburg. So the weather's been a little converse recently as to what it's supposed to be at this time of year. And the question that everybody's asking is, winter? What winter? And last week's supermoon is said to have negatively affected some of the fishing. But that being said, there's been some great reports in between where fish have been playing ball. So let's get stuck in. Last weekend saw Albert Falls playing host to the first SA Bass Anglers Association Junior National Championship. And unfortunately, it seems that these anglers weren't so lucky, with only 6 fish being caught by 7 anglers over 2 days. Sorry to hear that, guys. We know that biting fish keeps the morale up, so we can but hope for better luck next time. No further news coming off Albert Falls Dam, but word from Midmar is that it's been fishing well again. Anglers are using a variety of soft plastics that have been getting some numbers of fish up to about a kilo or so, nothing massive as yet. And it is anticipated that if the weather stays stable for the next while, that the bass fishing will improve muchly, so fingers crossed. After the malaise that affected the third leg of the Tops Corporate Challenge up in Nottingham Road 2 weeks ago, it seems that some of the trout are back in the game. With the decent weather, still waters have settled, and anglers are reporting crystal clear and glass-like conditions, along with numerous sightings of good fish cruising the shallows in nuptial pursuits. Now, trout close to the bank usually spook an approach, but with their minds fixated elsewhere currently, false casting over them and rod flash don't seem to deter them at present. While wind is considered to be the nemesis of most fly anglers, lining fish in the current flat water conditions has been likened to dropping a grenade in the water, with the result being that fish are hurtling off in all directions. So a little bit of wind currently will not be a bad thing. One solution may be found in fishing super long leaders, that is, as long as you can handle. Some anglers are going 20 to 24 feet, and using ultrafine tippet in combination with small natural patterns like nymphs. For example, PTNs, ZACs, gold-ribbed hairs, sizes 16 and smaller, fished in combination with midges and bloodworm patterns. These fish in combination are almost static and is often referred to fishing a washing line. Some other great advice received recently from a well-known fishing guide for fishing at this time of year is that moving flies will attract small fish, otherwise known as stockies, who are like magpies. But if you want to catch big fish, don't move your fly. Patience is the word coming off the water at present, and as mentioned last week, it might be like watching paint dry, but is a very effective technique when fish are being otherwise in the crystal cold conditions. Reports coming in from the Natal Fly Fishers Club show a wide range of fish being caught, from the smaller stockies through the mid-range to some excellent fish in the 58 to 63 centimeter, that is 23 to 25 inch brackets. Those are cracking fish by anybody's records. Well done to those anglers, and I will see if some can be pressed into revealing a secret or two, so listen up. Of interest to the fly anglers is that the Masters and Youth World Champs is currently underway in Italy, and I look forward to reporting those results when they become available. This week's meeting of the Natal Fly Fishing Society had yours truly demonstrating a pattern from days gone by. It's called the casual dress, which was popular in the 70s and 80s. It's shown recently to be a proven fish taker, and it's a highly adaptable pattern which is open to any number of variations, so a great fly to be tying. As mentioned previously, anybody interested in fly tying, new or experienced, do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg and come and chat to me for more information on the society and schedule of meetings, which are held on the second Tuesday of the month. The scaly, that is Natal yellowfish anglers, are getting busy, and I've had some reports from fish in the Umkomas Valley. Early days still, with some days going quiet and other days being fireworks. It is expected that the scaly fishing will pick up very shortly, with the Umkomas and Tugela rivers offering some excellent fishing. So keep a listen out for those. So tight lines you all, and stop by the Kingfisher in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. And we'll chat again next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Yes, what winter indeed. Well, I'm glad to hear Mudma Dam has picked up. And Jan, thank you for your advice on those moving flies as well as using longer leader lines. Well, guys, that brings us to the end of this week's fishing report for KZN. Clearly, the rods are bending all over the place. A little bit of wind coming through in August is not going to be a bad thing. And I tell you what's definitely not going to be a bad thing is all the latest tackle that we are going to see this weekend at the trade show. Well, we are going to be there and we will be broadcasting the latest findings on Salt Fishing South Africa's Facebook page as well as the Angler News South African Facebook pages. And we will also be sending out some recordings on our YouTube channel. So guys, be sure to stay in touch with us over the weekend. This is not the end of the show, just the end of this week's fishing report. So until Saturday, the 24th of July, always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.